Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only Henry Winkler, who's starring in the new NBC show on Tuesday nights, which is tonight, Better Late Than Never. Henry, thanks so much for joining us.
I thank you so much. How is everything?
We're doing all right here in the nation's capital. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my office in my home in L.A.
Nice. Well, we're glad you're joining us. It's called Better Late Than Never, so we might as well Better Late Than Never get them on to watching here.
Here it is. For the last 7 days, I've traveled everywhere in the country. And I've been to the East Coast. I have been to the Midwest. I've been here on the West Coast. People have said to me, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. I nearly peed myself. And I now carry extra underwear for my fans.
Do you actually hand them the underwear? You know,
when I do. Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Yeah. They're paper, they're disposable, and that's the kind of caring guy I am.
Well, it depends. On their age, yeah. But all right, well, let's say some of our listeners maybe missed the first episode. Give them the quick little breakdown of what this is, because it's hilarious.
Five guys. William Shatner, George Foreman, heavyweight champion of the world. Terry Bradshaw, 4 Super Bowl rings. Jeff Dye, young comedian who has traveled all over America with his stand-up funny. And me. 6 cities, 5 cameras, 35 days, and we made it into a television show. We went through a culture we didn't understand. I had a pork vagina last week, in a hole in the wall in Tokyo of a yakitori restaurant, and it stayed in my mouth for about a second and a half, and then I spit it out across the room. I think it's still hanging on the wall. I am a mongoose to a Hong Kong cobra. The cobra wins.
Yeah.
I teach a school of ninja students how to be stealth the Winkler way.
What about next week? Give us a little preview of what crazy antics you guys are doing in episode 3.
Next week, we're in Korea.
Ooh.
And let me say, I do something that I have never done before. At 7:30 in the morning, I told the producers in Korea, I will not do this. And at 10 o'clock at night, I did it. So I felt like I accomplished something. It was amazing.
Nice. That's a nice little tease there. All right. You mentioned all the big heavy hitters and heavyweights and quarterbacks and the like playing your coast.
We didn't have any small hitters.
Awesome.
We only had heavyweights.
Exactly. Go through them each. Embarrass your co-stars here a little bit, one by one. You know?
All right. Terry Bradshaw has the heart of Oklahoma. He is just a big spirit, a big personality, and looks great in a cowboy hat. If he dares to come and tries to hug you, you want to put a surrogate in there because he will crush every bone. He has no idea how strong he is. Bill Shatner has read every book on the planet and wants you to know what's on every page.
Right.
George Foreman has made napping into an art form. Just as his tush reaches the chair, he's in REM.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then there's me having the greatest time of my life. I was scared when we started. I am grateful that I was smart enough to say yes.
That's fantastic. Do you ever rib on Terry? Because football season's almost here. Do you, if you were as a coach, how would you send Bobby Boucher after him on a blitz?
Well, I would go for his knees because they're very bad. He had a knee replaced. His body is breaking down.
I'm sure
he crawled through Asia.
I'm sure he loves hearing that.
You don't want to play this for him or I'm dead.
Oh, that's great. I think Bobby Boucher will back you up. Obviously, I want to get back around to the show, but Gene Wilder just passed away last night, and it's been a rough 2016. I wanted to get your thoughts, well, quickly on Gene, but mostly also on the great Gary Marshall. You know, you worked with him a lot. He helped, you know, make you a household name as the Fonz. But, you know, what are your memories on Gene as a comic genius, and then also just Gary Marshall, also a genius?
Gary Marshall was my mentor. Gary Marshall was my friend. Gary Marshall was my teacher. He was just a one of a kind. And the same can be found. Now, I did not know Gene Wilder. I only knew him going to his movies.
Right.
But he literally was an original. Yeah. I mean, everything that he was in, you remember.
Yeah.
His characters were unique. There is nobody like him today. Probably will never be anybody like him.
What you said Gary was just, you know, so personal to you, but what was it that made him such a genius for Happy Days and every other spinoff and everything he created?
Well, I would imagine, first of all, God-given talent.
Yeah.
His ability to know funny, to create funny. But I think that one of the most important things in anything that you do in your life is the ability to listen.
Ah.
Not to just have an opinion, but to open your opinion to somebody else's so that you can combine them and make it even better.
That's true. If I wasn't listening to you, I wouldn't have known about the underwear for the fans and things. See, you got to listen.
And there you go. And not only that, but they don't chafe.
Oh, that is fantastic. When you're doing these phone interviews, has it come to the point where reporters have, you know, jumped the shark on asking about jumping the shark?
Not at all, because jumping the shark is a part of life. I've jumped the shark. I'm the only actor who's jumped it twice. On Arrested Development, I jumped over the shark.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's hilarious. So, see, you're even at the point where you're fine, you know, recreating it and spoofing it.
Well, you know what? I love my career. I am grateful that I had a dream when I was 7, and at 70, I am still doing it, and I'm still here with you. And in January, I start shooting a new show with Bill Hader, who is brilliant on his own for HBO.
So
I am a lucky, lucky human being.
Absolutely. Can I ask, before you go, I want to ask you about Night Shift, because I know Ron
Howard. Yes, one of my favorite films.
That was so great. What was it sort of like working with, you know, Ron, both, you know, as a co-star actor, young guy on Happy Days, but then watching him sort of grow into this new directing role and watching him grow even years after Night Shift?
Well, so here's the thing. One, Ron knew what he wanted to do since he was 16. He wanted to be a director. He asked me on the set of Happy Days, he said, "So what do you think?" I said, "Ron, you are so personally powerful. Honest to God, you look like a loaf of Wonder Bread. But inside, you are powerful. There is nothing you can't do." Number three, he was worried because he was so young and the crew has been doing it for so long. Would they listen to him? They listened to him. They couldn't wait for him to tell him what to do because he's so good at what he does. Four, he said, "You can do either role. I'd just like you to be in the movie." So I figured, all right, I played the Fonz now for 10 years. I'm going to play Richie. And that's how I picked Chuck.
That's great. There you go. Well, see, you got such range. It's awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, we know we're up against the clock, so we'll cut you loose. But, you know, in closing, why should we tune in tonight and every Tuesday night?
I want to tell you, I promise you, if you do, we will, as a group, make you laugh.
Awesome. We'll get the extra underwear ready, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a pleasure to chat with you.